And we're back, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, covering all of North Alabama, solid conservative, just plain right, making it cool to be a conservative. I got a couple of callers on the lines. Let me jump on those. I appreciate them holding on during the break. Line three, Thomas from Athens. Hey, Thomas, Phil Williams, how you doing?
Hey, Phil. Listen, I really want to thank you for this mass formation psychosis bit.
Yes, sir.
A long bit, very much important. I saw the Tucker Carlson teaser for Newsmax with the Dr. Bastiat.
Yeah,
and it is right down the line. It's what Mao did. It's what Stalin did. It's what the communists did. It's what the French revolutionaries did. And it does. And he said it takes less than 30% of the population.
Yeah,
to engage enough in order for the other 60%, 65% to roll over, be afraid. And these people are shrewd. You said, is it on what front? Is it a pandering front? I mean, a worry front? No, they attack from all fronts. And if people don't go out and vote and don't get scared of voting in those places where there might be Antifas or BLMs at the polling places to keep conservatives from voting, for the senators and the congresspersons, then we're going to be in deep yogurt, excuse the term.
Yeah. Well, and Thomas, great call, and your points are well taken. And I do remember that point, too. 30% is all it takes to get the other 70% to just toe the line and act like sheep. And
it's certainly there's 30% of those progressive idiots out there that fully believe they have the Trump derangement syndrome as well as the other syndromes that cause them to do the kinds of things they do.
Yeah, I agree. Hey, Thomas, got another caller on the line. Let me grab that, but I appreciate your call, man. Great, great stuff.
Bye.
All right. Line four, Mike from Huntsville. Mike, how you doing today?
I'm doing good. How you doing, Colonel?
I'm good, sir. I'm good. What's on your mind?
Okay, well, I got this image in my head from Biden's speech last night, and it sort of goes like this. Imagine Joe Biden all in red, red face, little horns, holding a pitchfork with the slogan, "I'm coming for the soul of America."
Oh, wow. I'll be honest with you, and Mike, I'm kind of chuckling, but it ain't funny, because I did see last night's imagery in the clips of that speech. And the thought that came to my mind was, this was not a political speech. This was good versus evil. That's what it felt like.
Yeah, I think the MAGA group has a new slogan to run on this fall.
Oh,
but that's all I had to say.
No, that was perfect, man. Appreciate you. Thanks, Mike. Thanks for being in the audience.
All right, thanks.
All right, listen, if you want to call in, we're going to be heading to a break here in just a minute, and you want to call in, the number is 833-687-4448. That's 833-68-RIGHT. Well, folks, listen, I'll just retouch on this, and I'll be changing the topic here pretty soon. But Kettman was the other phrase. So we're talking about mass formation psychosis, but those who, to protect themselves and to just go along to get along and to not have to feel the pressure of the threats of conforming, they just don't say anything. They just sit idly by, and the psychological term being given to that in some writings is called Kettman, and it's a term that was derived from an old Persian word that basically referred to those who, in order to protect their beliefs, just did what the extreme orthodoxy said they had to do and pretended, but they never spoke up. Kettman, K-E-T-M-A-N, you can look it up. It's very interesting. Let's don't be Kettmans. Let's say what needs to be said, do what needs to be done, because, folks, they are coming after the soul of America, and I ain't willing to give it up. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.